Unit 4, Lesson 2, Exercise 3B.
Good morning and welcome to School Radio 1. Our guest today is Olga Sokolova from Moscow, Russia. Olga and her 15 classmates are here as exchange students. This is her last week in the U.S. Olga kindly agreed to talk about what surprised her most about American schools. So, what was it, Olga?
The female cops in the hallway. They look like they're in the movies. Discipline is really strict. You can't be late for school.
Mm-mm.
If you're late, you must go to a special room and get a pass with an explanation of why you are late. Something like, your car broke down, you missed the bus, or you overslept. So you better get there on time. And nobody misses class. You must bring a note from the doctor or from your mom or dad saying why you were absent. And some people come to school on Saturday and do some studying at school. And if you cut class, you get into real trouble and have lots of problems.
What else is very different?
Nobody cheats here. The desks are for one person.
Uh-huh.
During the lesson, students can talk to each other or ask the teacher questions, but nobody talks during a test.
Yeah.
The rules are very strict. If the teacher notices you cheating, she takes your paper and you get a zero for the test.
Do you do any sports in Russia?
Yes, we do. But there are a lot more sports here. You have PE every other day.
Yeah.
Everybody does a sport. Soccer, football, rugby, basketball, volleyball, crew, you name it. Soccer is very popular with girls.
Oh.
You even play basketball at parties on Friday nights. For me, that is very unusual. And as far as I know, there is no excuse for missing PE. Even if you have a broken leg, you'll be doing some exercise with your arms.
Wow.
If your arm's broken, you'll be walking around school training your legs.
Do you have school uniforms in Russia?
No, we don't. And there's no uniform at this school. Students all wear baggy jeans, T-shirts, or sweatshirts. And sneakers. All the time and in any weather. There's a very interesting tradition of wearing your pajamas to a test. I think it means you are going to remember everything and do well on the test.
What else did you find surprising?
Everybody eats in class. A soft drink and sandwiches. Eat and listen to the teacher. That's absolutely normal here. But I guess it depends on the teacher. Some don't like it. I think this is because breaks are just 5 minutes, and it's just enough time to walk to the next classroom. There is a 45-minute lunch break, but some kids are in clubs or have to do their homework for their afternoon classes.
Mm-hmm.
There is no other time to eat, only during class.
Thank you very much for your time and for your answers, Olga. And we wish you a nice stay here and a safe flight home.
Oh.